head coach Greg Dobitz of the Oaks Tornadoes. So, Coach, you know, we spoke last about this week, a pretty regular week, right? Even though you had the game Monday, it turned out to be a routine week, right?
Yeah, it did. you know, we're used to 4 days of preparation, and you know, we had Tuesday to Friday. That's 4 days of preparation. So, yeah, I mean, we lifted, we watched film, we did our regular Wednesday, or you know, our regular Tuesday practice on a Wednesday and our regular Wednesday practice on a Thursday, and then our game prep practice is Friday, and so yeah, I mean, pretty normal week.
You guys are banged up at the wide receiver position, to say the least, still missing Alex, and Bracken went down with that knee injury on Monday night. You had your starting quarterback Garrett Meehl play wide receiver for a play, I think, on that second drive on Monday, and had your backup QB Xavier Vossler in, and turned out to be a touchdown that play. Does that limit your game plan, or does it alter your game plan when you're down a couple receivers and having to go to other pieces?
Nope. It's luckily we've got kids that we trust out at that position. You know, Steele Hansen, Joey Heim, Barrett Jelinski, Zach Deathlesson. I mean, we've got kids that can play the position. They know the routes. We feel like they can do everything in our offense. Now, back to Lisbon, when Bracken first went down and when Alex first went down, did we feel that way? No. And that, you know, I think I mentioned that was partly on me and my coaching staff that we just didn't have those kids ready yet, and we should have. But now we're doing a better job of preparing our kids and having them ready for that, you know, for if and when a kid goes down. So no, I don't feel like our offense is limited at all. The only thing that does limit us is, you know, Bracken and Alex were seniors that have a lot of experience. They've seen a lot of different things. So, you know, that's the only thing that limits us is the experience factor.
What is the update on Bracken? Anything?
I wish I could update you. I mean, we're waiting on an MRI next week, and he's feeling good. But you know, he's following doctor's orders and staying off it and stuff like that. So we're, like I said on Monday night, we're keeping our fingers crossed and hoping for a good outcome.
How about Alex too? Speaking of him, I mean, last I talked to him, he had a couple
in his hand. He had surgery. Had some pins inserted, so we're kind of waiting for everything to set up, and hopefully once everything's set up, he actually has a doctor's appointment today, and once everything's kind of set up, then maybe we can put a hard cast on it and he can play. So again, just kind of, I know, in that waiting period. So
yeah, absolutely. So coming up today, you got Ellendale, Edgley, Cullum, Saturday afternoon football. What do you know from the Thunder? I know we were talking their quarterback is out, and like I just said, it's an epidemic around
it
these
is.
How many?
Knock on
we
wood.
Have like three different teams, I think, in our region alone without a starting QB.
That's nuts. Sargent County, Northern Cass, and Ellendale Edgley. Yeah, it's crazy. So, EK is, and I think I say this every week, but they're a physical football team up front. There's a Carruth kid that just gets after you defensively. I mean, he's got a motor that doesn't stop, and he's big and strong and physical, and we have to be prepared for him, and we have to identify where he is in their front. And, you know, when Edgley, Ellendale, Cullum played Thompson way back, you know, I think it was week two, they played a very physical football game against Thompson. So we expect something similar to that. We think we're going to get a 5-man defensive front, and they're going to line up and play us man and try to be, you know, physical against us defensively. Offensively, we're, you know, kind of, it's a guessing game a little bit with the quarterback situation. But we've seen a lot of different stuff from them, you know, from five wide receivers to, you know, an I formation pro offense. And we do know they've got a really talented skill position player. Jorgen Paulsen is his name, and he is just an absolute freak of an athlete. I think he, you know, triple jump state champion and maybe even hurdles, very high in the hurdles, placed in the hurdles. And I mean, just crazy athletic and super fast. So, That's one where we always just have to identify where he is, and then how can he get the ball where he's at? Because they do a lot of different things to get him the football, reverses and halfback passes, and you know, just lots of different things.
Yeah. So this weekend being the final week of the regular season, when will they come out with the playoff bracket?
About three quarters of it is set right now. Okay. So, we're going to play rugby. They're going to come here next Saturday. You know, game times and whatnot are not established or anything yet, but it'll be, you know, Saturday afternoon. And, it'll be the second time we've had rugby come down here, probably about 11 years ago, 12 years ago now. But no, it wasn't that long ago. I don't know, something like that. So, but they're a good football team. We know that. So we're gonna do our best on Saturday against EEK and hopefully come out of it healthy, and then the real fun begins, because yeah. Then it's playoff football, and playoff football rises to another level, and we're excited for that challenge, but we got to take care of business Saturday first.
Last weekend of the regular season, Oaks and EEK from Cummings Field. 2 o'clock start time Saturday afternoon.
Since October is Fire Prevention Month, it's important to make sure you're prepared with the right products to help alert you to any potential fire. It starts with having quality smoke alarms, like ones from Kitty, which are easy to install and can provide continuous protection even during power outages. Also, having a fire extinguisher to put out a fire can be the difference between a catastrophe and a close call. Kitty has a variety of extinguishers for your home, office, or vehicle. Kraska's Hardware Hank and Oaks has all the Kitty products you need to keep you and your loved ones safe year-round.
Did you know that Economy Oil in Oaks is your locally owned bulk distributor? Did you know that Economy Oil provides great quality products and their customer service is their top priority? Economy Oil in Oaks is the place to go for all your gas and diesel needs. Whether it's on the farm delivery or heating fuel for your home, they're ready to assist you. Stop by 1234 North 14th Street in Oaks or call 742-2231 or toll free 800-327-1558. That's Economy Oil in Oaks, your locally owned bulk distributor.
DRN ReadyTech would like to wish all student athletes best of luck this season. As a company who works together to keep our customers connected to the world, our team of experts know the importance of teamwork. From gig internet service and security systems to computer repair, our team must pull together every day to keep our customers connected. Trust your local team of technology solutions experts and visit drnreadytech.coop to find your winning solution.
Looking for a good career and dependable job? Join the manufacturing team at Harris Machine Company in Oaks. Work 4 to 10 hour days with competitive wages, along with a full benefit package. They are currently looking for welders, machinists, machine operators, general laborers, and forklift operators. Harris Machine Company strives to keep manufacturing employment local. Stop in to apply today or call 742-2536. Harris Machine Company wishes the Oaks Tornado football team the best of luck. Back to a windy Cummings Field. A sour wine with you here on the call. It is Oaks and Ellendale Edgley Cullum as we have football on tap for you on this Saturday afternoon. Again, on the pregame show brought to you by Terra Thrifty White Pharmacy, the national anthem performed by Sonia Meal. Great job, as always, for Sonia. And before the anthem as well, a quick recognition of all the vets here in attendance today. And a big thank you to them. Round of applause. And as always, we thank them every time, every chance we get, really, as we are ready for football lineups being introduced on the field. Let's go over the starting lineups as well right now on the Tornado. Starting lineups brought to you by Custom Machine in Oaks. They are your full-service machine and a fabrication shop. Whether you need one part or 1,000, they guarantee a quality product at a competitive price. 742-3188. It's a different lineup than what the Thunder fans are used to. They've been without their starting quarterback now for a couple weeks. Cale Mathern went down with a head injury and has not seen the field, and he will not see the field today either. And their starting lineup goes like this. At quarterback, taking over, it is the sophomore number two, Adam Nitschke. Running back is Cody Slavoski. Fullback, Anton Carruth.
On the offensive line from left to right, it goes Bridger Mathern, Ethan Ellingson, Wyatt Moak, Ethan Carruth, the left guard, or I should say the right guard, and then Austin Tank, the right tackle. Wyatt Henningsen is the tight end. Jace Hansen and Jorgen Paulson, a couple of really good weapons for this EEK offense, are the wide receivers. Well, so Oaks is in their special camouflage uniforms today on Military Appreciation Day. They've got the camouflage tops with the National Guard script across the back. They've got the black letterings as well. So a different jersey and a couple different jersey numbers, but I mean for the most part, they're relatively the same. As the starting lineup's being introduced right now for the Oaks Tornadoes. Since we gave the EEK offense, let's give the Oaks defense, shall we? Defensively, Ashton Biesterfeld is on the end, and he is wearing number 88 today, one of those changes for jerseys. Steele Hansen on the other side with Dalton Nelson and Gabe Quant in the middle. Linebackers, Logan Sell, David Schmitz, and Cody Harris. In the secondary goes Joey Heim, Garrett Meal, Garrett Jelinski, as they are a little banged up in the secondary without Bracken Allender and Alex Nelson, but still some viable pieces at both cornerback and the safety position. Well, we're about ready to go. Again, Oaks in the camouflage tops with the black trim, black letters, and the black helmets with the orange O on the back as always. EEK, they're kind of in those, they're my first time seeing these jerseys, but they remind me of early 2000 San Diego Chargers. They've got the blue helmets, the yellow lightning bolt on the side, the white jerseys, white pants with the yellow and blue trim, and the numbers in all blue as well. Oaks will be receiving the ball first. They'll be moving left to right across your radio dial. Getting set to kick off for the EEK Rebels. Their running back and kicker, Cody Slavoski. 12 minutes up on the clock. Great to have you with us. Saturday afternoon football, and we are underway. Kicking with the wind, this ball is going to sail almost through the end zone, and it will after a couple bounces for a touchback. And the wind is blowing from the southwest to the northeast. If you're kicking in that direction, which Garrett Meal, by the way, he was in pregame warmups. Garrett was kicking from about, he had length from 45 to 50 yards, somewhere in that range. So if you have the wind at your back, you've got a big advantage today. First and 10 for the Oaks Tornadoes. They will set up shop at their own 20-yard line. And now they're moving the ball from the right hash to the left hash. Ball's on the left half, 12 minutes up on the clock. I formation, our first play from scrimmage is a handoff. Logan Sell, and he's got room. Cutting it outside, getting it to the near side. Numbers, Logan Sell breaks a tackle. He's into EEK territory and dropped down from behind at the 39-yard line. Great start for this Oaks offense. The first play, it goes for 30-plus yards. Logan Sell, and the Tornadoes have their first down of the game. First and 10, down to the 37, they'll call it. I formation again, ball spotted on the right hash. Give to Logan Sell. He goes forward, but is stopped by a couple different EEK players. And on the stop, it was Cale Mathern, the senior linebacker. I think I said EEK Rebels, by the way, a little before. I'm so used to that for basketball from last season. Yeah, it's a different co-op. EEK Thunder. That would make sense with the lightning bolts, right? Second and 10 after the pickup of nothing, after the big gain from Logan Sell. Third play of the drive here. Not a minute has gone by on the JVG scoreboard. Three receivers set, and we're going to get a false start. Looked like the running back Logan Sell was starting to lean forward right before the snap, and that'll be a false start to move the Tornadoes back 5 yards. You can hear the papers rustling around in my hands right now. I'm doing my best to keep everything in order. And actually, so when I turn my head to my left, the wind isn't so bad. It's when I'm looking to my right. That's when I'm staring directly into the wind coming out of the southwest. So bear with me as Oaks moves that way right now on the field. Second and 15 following the false start. Garrett Meal play action. He's going to keep it. Run outside. Cuts up at the numbers. He's got a first down. Breaking tackles. Meal gets into the secondary. Garrett Meal all the way. Touchdown, Oaks. 42 yards out. Garrett Meal following the false start. And the Oaks Tornadoes are on the board 1 minute and 4 seconds into this game. Wow. That's a heck of a run by Garrett Meal. You're seeing why he's one of the better athletes around. Garrett Meal looked like that play was going to be blown up in the backfield, but did a great job, great vision from the quarterback Meal. And he scores to make it 6-0. Extra point coming up, and this will be tricky kicking into this wind. And you see it just hits the wind and almost stands straight up. But Garrett Meal converts on the extra point, and the Tornadoes are on top, 7-0. Great start for this Oaks offense. Garrett Meal, 46 yard out. And on that, by the way, on that little play action, or it was more of a read option, Garrett Meal had to pretty much pull the ball out at the last second. Looked like he nearly dropped it, but, well, he turned a near-broken play into something great. A scramble to make it 7-0 Oaks on the regular season finale. Oaks coming off that win on Monday, playing up at Valley City State. The game was moved due to all the fields in the area being wrecked from that winter weather we got last weekend. We played Northern Cass up there and came away with a 36-6 victory over the Jags. Kicking off now left to right is Garrett Meal. Kicking into the wind, he's just going to pooch it as there was a lot of green in the middle of the kick unit for EEK and dropping on it at the 25-yard line. One of the upmen. That's a play by Garrett Meal. I mean, it didn't result in anything spectacular, but try that again. Who knows? You could get that could be almost like a long onside kick. As the Thunder will set up shop on their own 25-yard line, first and 10, trying to respond after their defense was gashed on three plays. 30-yard run from Sal, and then that 46-yard touchdown run by Garrett Meal. And here we go, first and 10 for the Thunder, playing without their starting quarterback. To start the year, Cale Mather, and instead the quarterback, Adam Nitschke. And he'll give to the running back who's got a big hole. Up the middle, breaking a tackle. He's into Oaks territory. There goes Slavoski to the 30 at the numbers, and he'll be dragged down from behind by Garrett Meal inside the 20. Oh, the fireworks on both sides so far today. All the way down to the 15-yard line. A gain of, what was that, 55 yards, I believe. They'll actually spot it at the 14. And EEK, a great run from their starting running back, Cody Slavoski. Slavoski now comes out in the I formation again, dots the I, quarterback Nitschke under center. Motion from right to left, one of the receivers, that's Jace Hansen. They'll fake the end around and give it to Slavoski up the middle. He goes, but this time making a good open field tackle off the left side of the line. That was Davey Schmitz makes the stop. Gain of nothing as Slavoski gets back to the line, second and 10. 7-0 Oaks on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. JVG of Oaks and Verona, your locally owned and operated grain company. They're proud to serve their communities. For up-to-date cash quotes, check out jamesvalleygrain.com. 9:53 to play opening quarter. Oaks scored on three plays on their opening drive. Went 80 yards thanks to two big runs. EEK trying to respond. Adam Nitschke under center again, second and 10. Nitschke this time will play action, rolling right, got a guy in the flats and threw it wide, incomplete. He was looking for Jorgen Paulson, the junior wide receiver, but threw it too low. And that'll set up third and 10. They don't have the heights listed here on the roster, but Nitschke, the sophomore quarterback, he looks pretty tall out there. I'm going to guess 6 foot, if not over, 6'1 maybe. He's as big as the offensive lineman as he comes out in shotgun formation this time. Dalton Madke, the running back to his right. Three receivers set on a third and 10 from the 14. EK moving right to left across your radio dial, snapped to Nitschke. Clean pocket, looking to throw, rolls right. He's going to lob one to the back of the end zone, and it's bobbled incomplete. And that sets up fourth down. Jace Hansen was the intended receiver on the back right pylon. He went up for it, got a hand on it, but that was it. Couldn't quite haul it in, and it's fourth and 10. So after that opening run that went for 40-plus yards, the Oaks defense doesn't allow another yard. They force EEK into, let's see, are they going to try a field goal? They will. Yeah, the wind right now at the kicker, Cody Slavosky's back, so they'll try. And it's going to be about a 32-yard field goal with 9:19 to go as EEK tries to get out of the scoreboard, trailing 7-0. The holder is Jace Hansen. Snap is good. Hold is down. Kick is up. And that one sails through the uprights and hit actually off the outfield wall of the baseball field and caroms over, and it's good. 33-yard field goal for Slavosky. He puts EEK on the board. It's Oaks 7 and the Ellendale Edgley Cullum Thunder 3. We'll take a quick 30-second break. We'll have Oaks' second drive of the afternoon after this.
B&B Gardens in Lisbon and Oaks is your local one-stop flower shop. You can count on them for all your floral arrangements, birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or just your everyday bouquet to send to that special someone. Looking for a gift? B&B Gardens has a great selection of gift-giving ideas. Home decor, lotions, candles, and more. B&B Gardens in Lisbon and Oaks will continue to serve you now and in the future. Call 683-5925 in Lisbon and 742-2665 in Oaks.
Ellendale Edgley Cullum, after finding the scoreboard for the first time tonight, they will be kicking off right to left across your radio dial, trailing 7-3. A Sauerwein with you here on the call. Four plays for Ellendale Edgley Cullum, and it results in a 32-yard field goal. Yeah, Slavosky puts a jolt into that kick again, and that one will sail into the end zone for a touchback. Not that kicking, you know, has a... I don't want to say it has a major impact on a lot of high school games, but it might today. I mean, at least with this wind, good Lord. Temp-wise, it's very comfortable. Let's see, what do we got for a temp? Got to pull out the old pocket meteorologist here. We got about 59 degrees, yeah. Yeah, see, it's very comfy, and we got a west wind, southwest wind more right now, of 17 miles an hour. So here we go, first and 10 for the Oaks Tornadoes. Ball at the 20-yard line. Second drive, they start at the 20. And that may have been a snap infraction. It was scooped up by Logan Sell as it was put on the deck. But that's going to be a dead play. So the second pre-snap penalty going against the Tornadoes this afternoon. We'll move it back 5 yards. First and 15 from the 15. And it looked like the... center Gabe Quant, either maybe he didn't know the snap count or maybe just pulled the trigger a tad too early on it. Either way, it'll be first and 10. Ball at their own 15. Moving back 5 yards. Snap to Garrett Meal. Looking to throw. He's going to go over the seam. It's tipped and into the hands for a reception to Barrett Jelinski. Out past the 35, and he's dropped at the 37-yard line. Might not be the best throw we'll see from Garrett Meal. A tad underthrown. It was tipped by one of the defenders. And Jelinski was waiting for it, though. Fell right into his hand. And that is a pickup of 22 yards. First and 10. Now past the 35-yard line. Meal in the gun, takes a snap, five-man pressure, throws to the sideline. This time it's caught straight by Heim, gets by the defender, down the sideline, into EEK territory, and dropped inside the 40 to the 35-yard line. Back-to-back passing plays from Meal to Jelinski and then Meal to Heim. And the Tornadoes moving the chains all the way down to the EEK 35, 8:38 to play. Oaks up 7-3 on the JVG scoreboard. Oaks quick up to the line. Meal will take the snap again, facing a five-man pressure. Throws to Steele Hansen on the slant. Another reception and another first down. Pickup of at least 15. Looks like it's going to be closer to 17. They get the ball all the way down inside the 20-yard line. First and 10. As the Tornadoes in the red zone. Meal scored from 46 yards out on the first drive, so this is Oaks' first chance in the red zone. McNeil this time will give straight up the middle. Logan Sell following his blockers gets by one, and he is upended, tripped over one of his own offensive linemen as he was also tackled on the play by Cale Mather. Pickup gets him pretty close to the chains. Looks like he's about a yard and a half short. Going to be second and one from the nine. Meal this time will line up in an I formation. Here comes the wind as I'm looking right into it. Hand off Logan Sell, straight up the middle, stopped. And I don't think he got it on the second down run. We'll be faced with about a third and one, maybe even less. Yeah, looking towards the south end zone, that's going to be brutal all game long. Let me tell you that, boys and girls. My mic will be facing right into it, so I'll try and do the best to shield it, but it's going to get awfully loud. Not just from the fans, it's from the wind. Third and one. Meal and a pistol. Logan Sell, the running back, will receiver to each side. Snap. Play action. Meal rolling left. Garrett looking to throw. Dodges one. Meal's going to try and take off. Still looking to throw. And he's chased out of bounds right at the sticks. And it looks like he's going to have enough to move the chains. Maybe not. We'll see. No, he did not. Referee on the far side held up that he was about a yard short. Garrett Meal did everything in his power to try and pass that ball. He kept his eyes down the field, but great coverage from the Thunder and forces a fourth and one. At the nine, looks like the Tornadoes will go for it. And with the wind blowing into Garrett Meal right now, it's going to be a tough field goal from anywhere on the field. Fourth and one, Meal in an I formation lines up, takes the snap. Give to the fullback, Sire. Sire plows ahead, and he'll have enough for the first down. Took him an extra play, but Mark Sire picks up a first down, and Oaks will have a first and goal to prolong the drive. Mark Sire, the ball carrier there. He'll sub out now for Davey Schmitz, and they'll take that I formation where you line Sell up as the fullback and Schmitz up as the running back. Hanson, the receiver, left. Heim to the right. Play action. Meal throws to the flat. Logan Sell the catch. Inside the five. Sell with a stiff arm. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Oaks. From 5 yards out, Garrett Meal to Logan Sell. And the Tornadoes are a perfect 2-for-2 on touchdowns on their first couple of drives. Extra point coming up. But right now they lead 13-3. Garrett Meal, another passing touchdown for him. That is number 8 on the year. They'll actually fake it. The snap goes out wide left to Sell, and he's in. Two-point conversion's good, and it's 15-3. Now, I was wondering if we'd see some trickery or at least two-point conversions here with the wind blowing directly into Garrett Meal's face, and the two-point conversion is good, and it's 15-3 with 6:48 to play. Boy, Beast, I don't know. It looked like Beast may have just absolutely, on the snap, pretty much whipped it out left. I don't even know how he did that. That was just dang impressive. 15-3, Oaks has the lead. 6:48 to play in the opening quarter. So it's 15-3 Tornadoes, 6:48 to play here in the first quarter. Kicking off left to right, Garrett Meal. This time he puts a jolt into it, and he got as far as he could. They're going to do some trickery, throwing to the far side. That looked like a forward pass on the kick return. No flag is thrown, but falling forward as he fumbled the reception, it was Jorgen Paulson. Now did a flag come in? Maybe not. Kick came to the near side. It was caught by Hanson. Hanson took a couple steps up the field and then whipped it to the other side. And I think that's what Coach Dobitz right now, he's yelling, how is that not a forward pass? And I thought it was from up here. But either way, the pass wasn't great, and it kind of led Paulson forward, so he had to make a stumbling grab and ended up putting it on the turf and ended up falling on it for a minimal game. And it's first and 10. Ball is at the 31-yard line. EK, a field goal on their first drive. They start at the 31 right hash. Pitch coming near side. It's Slavoski cuts it up the field inside the hash marks and is driven down past the 35 out to the 36. Mark Sire in on the stop, as was Steele Hansen. pickup of about 5 on the play, making it 2nd and 5 at the 36. A Sauerwine with you from the Tom Kelly Construction Press Box. Hoping it stands by the end of today, hoping the wind does not take it out, and me in the process as well. Coming up on 6:05 to play, 2nd and 5 for the Thunder. Two receivers stacked to the near side. It's Hansen and Paulson. Motion now, that is Jace Hansen moving from left to right. They fake the jet sweep and they hand off to the running back Slavoski as he stumbles forward out past the 40 right at the chains, actually a yard shy of the chains at the 40-yard line. So a pickup of 4. So pickup of 4, it'll be 3rd and 1. Clock continues to run, 5:32 to play, first quarter. It's Oaks 15 and EEK 3 on the James Valley Grain scoreboard. Wind picks up here as the quarterback, Nitschke, comes out in an I formation. Hansen to the right, Paulson the receiver to the left. Slavoski dots the I. They'll give it to him straight up the middle, following his blockers, bounces outside, has a first down, out to the 45-yard line before being wrapped up and dropped by Logan Sell. So a 3rd and 1 conversion for the EEK Thunder, moves it out to their 45-yard line, ball spotted on the left hash, and on their first 2 drives of the game, they've at least picked up 1 first down. Bison, North Dakota State right now on as well, playing Missouri State due to the conflict, obviously, here covering high school football. So we'll try and keep you posted as much as possible on the Bison. And I'll get you a score update here in just a little bit after this 1st and 10 from the EEK 45-yard line. Nitschke, the quarterback, he'll take the snap, fakes the handoff left and gives it right, and the running back is stood up and dropped in the backfield. Anton Carruth was the running back, and there were a couple different tornadoes in on the stop, including Logan Sell. It's a loss of 4, moving him back to the 41. Oh, and actually, yeah, the Bison, they don't start till 4, or till 2:30, rather, so they still have about, what, 8 minutes left, 7 minutes until their kickoff up at the Fargo Dome. So once they start, then we'll give you some actual updates. EEK looking at the sideline. They look confused, trying to get the play in. They have 5 seconds left now to go. The quarterback, actually, it's a direct snap to Slavoski. He's going to pitch one out to Dalton Matke, who cuts it up the field, and he's got a first down and brought down by the shoestrings into Oaks territory out to the 40-yard line. Davey Schmitz makes the stop. Pickup of 20 and a first down. We've seen some big chunks from this EEK offense, and we typically don't see a lot of big plays allowed by the Oaks Tornadoes defense. And they usually come in the passing game, the long-distance passing game, but they pick up 20-plus there on just a little bubble screen out right. They'll use the same formation. Slavoski, the running back, he'll throw again, coming near side, falling down to make the catch. It was Jorgen Paulson inside the 35 to the 32-yard line. Pickup of 6 on the play, 2nd and 4. Cody Slavoski, their starting running back, had that huge first down carry on their first drive of the game. He's now kind of playing a little wildcat formation, but it's more true quarterback right now as he has an empty backfield here looking for motion, has it now left to right. That is Hunter Thorpe, except keeping it on the right side as Slavoski tried to get the edge, but it was Dalton Nelson and Ashton Biesterfeld bringing him down in the backfield. Pretty much negates, actually it does. It negated that 7-yard pickup on first down. It's a loss of 7. And the Thunder now faced with 3rd and 10. 3rd and 10. Ball at the Oaks 38-yard line. 2 drives now for the Thunder where they have moved the ball into Oaks territory. First one resulted in 3 as they trail 15-3. Ball spotted to the right side. Again, they are staying with Cody Slavoski as the quarterback. Empty backfield, 5 receivers. Snap, lobbing one deep, right sideline. It's underthrown and out of bounds, incomplete. Pressure was on for Slavoski. He couldn't really let the play develop, and just heaved one off his back foot down that far sideline in coverage for the Oaks Tornadoes. Looks like that is that 28 Noah Sundeby out there? Also, flag was thrown in the backfield. I think they set a legal formation. It'll be declined by the Tornadoes, and that'll set up 4th and 10. I think if you're EEK, if you have Garrett Meal on your team, you may think about kicking a field goal here, but with the wind blowing at their back, they will not still. And then before we get to our 4th down play, we'll get a timeout taken by the Tornadoes. 15-3, Oaks on top, 1:58 to play in our first quarter. We'll take a quick 30-second break.
Custom Machine and Oaks is your full-service machine and fabrication shop. Whether you need one part or 1,000, they guarantee a quality product at a competitive price. They offer CNC lap and millwork, complete welding shop, manual machining and repair, driveline rebuilding, water jet cutting services, and much more. Give Custom Machine a call today, 742-3188. That's 742-3188. Or just stop by 501 South 4th Street in Oaks.
Hey, this is wide receiver Bracken Allender, and you're listening to Oaks Tornado Football.
Oaks on top, as it'll be a 4th and 10 coming up for the Ellendale Edgley Cullum Thunder. They will be going for it with the ball spotted at the Oaks 38-yard line, trailing by 12. Two-possession game here, under 2 minutes to play first quarter. Back in playing quarterback for EEK. Has taken the snap, looking to throw. Down the far sideline, jump ball, knocked away. Well done, Garrett Meal. The safety came over with pretty good coverage down the far sideline, working against the receiver, Jace Hansen. But Meal made sure there was going to be no play on it as he swats it away. And that is a failed fourth down conversion for EEK. Coverage on the play, Davey Schmitz. He was the one running step for step with Jace Hansen. So the Tornadoes force a fourth down stop, and the offense will now set up at their own 38-yard line, their best field position of the day, and they've already scored twice from their own 20-yard line as it's first and 10. High formation here. Receiver to each side. Meal under the center. Takes a snap. Little misdirection. Give to Sell. Dodges one. He's brought down by the left leg as he gets it out past the 40-yard line. Coming up in on the stop, that was Bridger Mathern, senior defensive lineman. Makes the stop. And it's about a second and 8 coming up. Pickup of just a couple. This time they have three receivers lined up. Pistol formation, sells the running back behind Meal. Second and 10, Meal's going to throw. Quick drop, lobs one. Steele Hansen, he makes a great catch, falling forward down the sideline, and he's dropped inside the 35 of EK. Great catch, Steele Hansen. That one looked like it almost got through the wickets, but he was able to hang on at the last second, and it's a big second down pickup to make it first and 10 down to the 35. Meal. Going quickly, give to Sell, and he's stopped. A couple different Thunder players in the area, including Nick Seifeld. He came up to make the lick against Logan Sell. It's a loss of one. They are selling out on the run right now. Logan Sell is getting the ball, and he doesn't have a lot of alleys to run through. You know, it just looks like there's more guys than Oaks can block right now. 41 seconds left. Some subs coming out for the Tornadoes. Second and 11. High formation. This time they'll try it with Davey Schmitz. Up the middle he goes, and he at least gets to the linebacker level, but is dropped shy of the 30-yard line. Pickup of about 3, maybe 4 yards. 16 seconds left, and this one may expire the first quarter. And it will. Coach Dobitz puts the hand out, just says, all right, relax. Let's take this 15-3 lead into the second quarter. 12 minutes in the books. Oaks' offense has scored on its first two drives. The defense has allowed a field goal, but that's been it. 15-3 after 12. You're listening to Tornadoes Football here on 1220 AM, 95.9 FM, The Tornado.
Service and support is what you'll find when you do business with Computer Express in Oaks. They do it all. On-site and remote service, provide new and used computers, and more. At JQ Clothing Company on Main Street in Oaks, you'll always find a great selection of fabulous apparel. With new arrivals coming in daily, you'll find the perfect outfit you're looking for. Right now, all dresses are 15% off. This week only. Stop in today. JQ Clothing Company in Oaks, an eclectic gathering of style for you and your home.
Oaks Truck and Trailer is ready to help you have a safe harvest. Their certified techs are ready to assist you with hydraulic systems, full diagnostic computer capability on engines and transmissions, full trailer services, and more. Their on-site inventory makes a fast return to the field. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to midnight. Have a safe harvest season from Oaks Truck and Trailer, just south of Oaks. Call 742-3342. That's 742-3342.
Hey, this is Logan Sell. You're listening to Tornadoes Football.
Teams are switching sides. Oaks now moving right to left across your radio dial, and they're faced with a 3rd and 8 to begin the second quarter. Meal comes out in a shotgun formation. 3 receivers, 2 to the left. Meal takes a snap. Clean pocket, throws over the middle. Little behind Ashton Biesterfeld, and he couldn't haul it in. Incomplete. 5-man pressure was picked up pretty well. It gave Meal plenty of time to let that short play develop. And now on a 4th and 8, we'll see if they go for it with the wind at the back of this Oaks offense. It'd be about a 43-yard field goal from where they're at right now, maybe a little more actually, 46 or so. 4th and 8, they're going to go for it, and I think that'd probably be the right decision. 4 receivers here. Garrett Mill takes a snap. Pressure's on. Picked up, though. Lobbed over the middle. Diving attempt incomplete. Schmitz tried to come up with it via the dive, and it rolled off his right arm. Drops incomplete. So the Ellendale Edgley Cullum defense forces a 4th down conversion. Failed attempt, and it's 1st and 10 for EEK. EEK comes out now, their 3rd drive, a field goal, a 4-down stop. And now here comes drive number 3 with 11:50 to play, 2nd quarter. Snap to Adam Nitschke. He's going to keep it himself on a read option along the near hash. Not a lot of room to work with. A lot of camouflage in the area, and he is dropped back at the line of scrimmage. And really nothing to work with. That last drive, we pretty much almost exclusively saw Cody Slavoski, the running back, line up as a quarterback. But he's back in at his normal role here with the quarterback, Nitschke. In the gun, takes the snap. He's going to pass. Throws over the middle. Pass is caught. Coming to the near side. Ball is kicked out, but it's out of bounds. And EEK will retain possession. Hunter Thorpe on the reception was running, trying to get to that near sideline and cut it up the field, but the ball was ripped, or actually punched out, rather. The ball bounces out. They're going to spot it at the 32, so they end up getting nothing out of that. Ball went backwards as well. I think if he just catches it and if he dropped right away, it's probably a 3 or 4 yard pickup. But instead, it's 3rd and 10 with 11:16 to play in the second quarter. Nitschke, the quarterback. Jorgen Paulson in the backfield, now motioned out. Snap, looking to throw, coming near side, incomplete. Undercutting the route, it was Davey Schmitz, but the pass actually went through Davey's hands and could have been caught by Wyatt Henningsen, the tight end, but I think he was surprised it hit him square in the numbers, and he drops it incomplete. Now a whistle and a flag may have been thrown on that far sideline. It was an illegal shift, and I was curious because Paulson was, he was sprinting out of the backfield, and it looked like it was almost XFL style, where he was sprinting towards the line of scrimmage, and they will get him for that, but the 3rd down stop makes it 4th and 10, so they'll decline the penalty. Slavoski is on to punt with 11:10 to play in the second quarter. It is Oaks 15, EEK3 on the JVG scoreboard. Slavoski gets the punt away, high into the air, but not very far. It bounces at the Thunder 49, pretty much straight into the air, and ends up taking a Thunder bounce and dying down at the Oaks 48-yard line. First and 10 for the Tornadoes. This is their best starting field position today. Slowly but surely, they're getting much better field position. Started their first two at the 20-yard line, and just so happened they scored on both those drives. And then when they started at their own 32, their drive stalled on a fourth down conversion. All right, it's first and 10 now. Ball at the 48. Garrett Meehl will quick throw out to the right side. Pass is caught by Heim. He makes a step, and he gets a first down. However, flag is thrown. Joey Heim, beg your pardon, was on the reception. Flag came out. It looked like it's going to be in the vicinity of an illegal block on Davey Schmitz on that far side. Block in the back, and that will be the call. Would have been enough for the first down on just a quick screen out to Heim, but that is negated on the penalty. And that'll move it back 10 yards. We'll be faced with first and 20. Well, actually, it looks like the block may have occurred a little past the line of scrimmage. No, maybe it did. Nope, it'll be back at the 38-yard line. All right, so first and 20, 10:54 to play here in quarter number two. This time they'll go quick screen to the near side, caught by Schmitz, trying to make some men miss. He gets by one, but he's dropped shy of the 40-yard line, minimal pickup. In on the stop, it was Cale Mathern. So they went with a screen to the right, first play, screen to the left, the second play. Pass was a tad high on Davey Schmitz as well. And they get that small pickup of a couple of yards, making it second and 18. 10:25 to play in the second quarter. Oaks 15, EEK 3 on the James Valley Green scoreboard. Meehl looking to the sideline a little longer to get the play in this time, but they have it now, and they set up. Play clock's getting down there. Meehl takes the snap. Give to Logan Sell. Has the hole. Left side. Breaks through one and is brought down past the 45. He had one guy to beat. If Dalton Mattke doesn't wrap him up from the side, Sell has got the edge, and he's got at least a first down. Still a good pickup on that second down to make it third and manageable, at least relative to what it was going to be. Third and 9. Ball at the Oaks 49-yard line. Can you hear the wind blowing right into the old microphone? Trying to keep all the papers together as well, but doing my best. Snap to Garrett Meehl. Look out. Pressure's on him. Throwing over the middle. It's a wobbly pass and overshot everyone. Incomplete. Garrett Meehl was hit on the throw. And the contact against the QB probably jarred a probably not the best of throws we'll see from Garrett Meehl either, as it's incomplete. Ref lost his hat on the back end. He'll go and retreat that. And we'll see if Oaks decides to go for it, and it looks like they'll be punting. Back deep to receive for the Thunder. It'll be Jace Hansen standing at his own 20-yard line. 9:20 to go following the incompletion. Meehl standing on the left hash on his own 39-yard line, receives the snap, drops the nose down, high end-over-end kick to the far side, bounce at the 10, rolls into the end zone for a touchback. Pretty good punt from Garrett Meehl. Just a little too strong on the bounce, and the Thunder will set up shop first and 10. Ball will be at their own 20-yard line. From Cummings Field, it is our last regular season game of the year. First and 10 at the 20 for EEK. Adam Nitschke, the quarterback, I formation, receiver to each side. Nitschke takes the snap. He'll give to the running back, Slavoski, up the middle he goes. and into a heap of humanity. He's dropped past the 25 out to the 26-yard line. Pickup of a 6. 9 minutes to play, second quarter. Savosky in this EEK running game has had some success on one hand, but on the other, they have also been dropped for at least 3 negative plays from what I can remember. Ball spotted towards the left side of the field, not quite on the hash marks, as Nitschke comes out, I formation, receiver to each side. Jace Hansen, the wide receiver, to the near side. Paulson split out left on a 2nd and 4. They'll give to Slavoski. Up the middle he goes. Beast off the end will make the tackle, but the momentum carrying the running back Slavoski forward will still pick up a couple yards out about to the 28-yard line. We'll have a 3rd and 2 coming up on the EEK side of the 50. Third and 2 coming up. Short yard situation here. I formation. Slavoski's the running back. Motion from left to right. They'll give it to Slavoski up the middle, and he's stopped. He's not going to get first down yardage. Maybe got a yard, but he is shy of that 30-yard marker, and it's going to be 4th and 1. Well, we've seen EEK already go for it one time. They were on the Oaks side of the 50 at that point. Trailing 15-3, 7:25 to play. They're going to keep the offense on the field. Hey, why not? You're EEK, not going to make the playoffs this year. Why not? Try and just pull out all the stops. Try and get a big win here at the end of the regular season. 4th and 1. Ball is at the 29-yard line, 7:06 to play. I formation. Quarterback Nitschke takes his time. He got a couple of the Oaks defenders to jump off sides, and that'll be a free 5 yards. Went with the hard count. Dalton Nelson and Ashton Biesterfeld both jumped on the left side of the line, and that'll be 5 yards and a first down for the Thunder. Well, that was anticlimactic, huh? That picks up a fresh new set of downs for EEK. Under 7 minutes to play. Decision to go for it, or at least the decision to, I guess, fake go for it if they actually weren't going for it, pays out. 1st and 10. High formation here, lining up under the center is Nitschke, the QB, receiver to each side. Nitschke gives Slavoski up the middle along the left hash line, is brought down after a short pickup past the 35 out to the 36-yard line, gain of just a couple. Yeah, they might actually move it closer to the 37-yard line, give them 3. Jacob Hankel in on the stop for the Oaks Tornadoes. 2nd and 8. You know, even though it is the last day of the regular season, we actually already know Oaks' matchup next week for the first round of the playoffs. They will welcome in Rugby. Talk about that matchup as the game goes on today. 2nd and 8. Pitch coming near side. Slavoski looking for the edge, cuts it up the field, finds the seam, dodges a tackler into Oaks territory, down the field, inside the 30, and is finally brought down from behind. Well, from the EEK 36 all the way to the Oaks 25-yard line, that is his 2nd big run of the afternoon. And Cody Slavoski moves the ball all the way to the Tornadoes 25-yard line. Moving left to right. It's a 1st and 10 coming up on 6 minutes to play. Paulson to the left. Hansen to the right. I formation. The new running back now is Anton Carruth. Ooh, the snap was bobbled. Give to Carruth, and he is stonewalled at the line of scrimmage, dropped by a couple different Tornadoes. It was Hunter Greenmeyer in on the stop. And it's 2nd and 10. I Second and 10, 5:05 to play, second quarter. Receiver to each side, I formation. The running back, Slavoski, back in the game. They'll fake the end around. They're looking for Slavoski on a screen, but it's covered well. So scrambling and throwing is Nitschke down the sideline, incomplete. A jump ball between Davey Schmitz and Jorgen Paulson. Looks like Paulson actually won the battle, but he couldn't haul it in. And it's third and 10. So EEK moving the ball right now, under 5 minutes to play. Second quarter, they trail 15-3. Cummings Field the sight. Two receivers to the right. Again, the running back, Slavoski, on a third and 10. They'll pitch it to him. End around now. Paulson trying to run left, breaks a tackle in the backfield. He's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, dodges another, but he will be driven back by three different Oaks tacklers. Ball comes out at the end, but the official says he was downed. So a receiver reverse off the pitch to Jorgen Paulson, and Oaks sniffed it out. Well, it's a gain of just one or so, maybe not even one. Looks like it'll be fourth and 10. EEK's already gone for it twice. They were stopped the first time. Got an offside the second time, and they'll go for it here. Fourth and 10 at the Oaks 25, 4:22 to play. Heavy side on the left side of the line. Two receivers to the right. It's Paulson and Hansen. And we'll get a timeout taken by head coach Greg Dobitz of the Oaks Tornadoes. 4:16 left in the second quarter. It's Oaks 15, EEK 3. You're listening to Tornadoes Football on the Tornado.
As you're working on harvest, keep Gramlow LTD of Fullerton in mind. Are you frustrated with factory yield monitors? They have the option to help out. One-time calibration per crop and very accurate results with automatic correction for grain condition changes. Noticing issues with your planting equipment that you see while combining? Gramlow LTD can help you correct them so you can maximize next year's corn crop. For more details, call 701-375-6330. 375-6330 or visit GramlowLTD.com.
Well, here we go. Fourth and 10 coming off the Oaks timeout. It is their second used timeout this half. Fourth and 10, 4:16 left for the EEK Thunder in the second quarter. They'll come out in that same set. Two receivers to the near side. Running back is Slavoski. Snap. Nitschke's going to throw. Pressure off the end. Dodges one. Dodges a second. Rolls right. Just heaves into the wind. Into the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Jorgen Paulson. He got away with a push, but it stands. It's a touchdown for EEK. And a fourth down conversion from 25 yards out gets this to a one-possession deficit. Yeah, by the way, that was about as pass interference as it gets. Oh, man. Pushed down, I think it was Davey Schmitz in coverage, and he pretty much just flattened Schmitz. It was a diving effort made, and there was a late touchdown call. I was waiting to see if it actually hit the ground or not. Extra point coming. Extra point is sliced wide right, no good. But bottom line is we've got a ball game down to a one-possession lead on a 25-yard fourth down conversion, and EEK is within a score, 15-9 here on the Tornado.
First State Bank of North Dakota has changed its name to Bank North, but that's the only difference you'll see. We've always been here for our communities. We've always been here for generations of families. Always here, through thick and thin, for farmers, ranchers, and businesses. And always true to our core values of honesty, loyalty, and integrity. None of that will ever change. Bank North. New name, but values-based banking remains the same. Member FDIC and proud supporter of our communities.
We'll be right back. Well, it's 15-9 now. Oaks on top.